PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of the program. Today we continue our European journey. This time, we're in the city of Dresden. Yes, Dresden. What can I say about this city? Well, stay tuned and find out. By the way, the music that you're listening to is from a street musician in Dresden. Yes, he brought a piano to the square. East German singer Ina Martell with the Petula Clark classic. Yeah, that's right, you guessed it, Downtown. Today we're continuing our European tour. Well, more specifically, Germany. Last week, as you know, we were in Esslingen, and then a little bit of Stuttgart, and today we're in the Free State of Saxony, but the capital of that state, which is Dresden. Now, this, of course, is near the River Elbe, and of course is very close to the Czech border. Actually, not that far at all. The city is a cultural, economic, and political and economic center for Germany, as well as the rest of Europe. It has one of the largest universities in Germany, and that's the Dresden University of Technology. Now, let me give you a little bit of what I saw when I arrived in Dresden. As I mentioned, of course, it was in the former GDR. So there is a bit of that communist East German architecture that you find in some of the apartment blocks that were built in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. But then all of a sudden, it's almost like arriving at an oasis. That's the only way I could describe it, because out of this drab, sort of East German architecture, is a city that is absolutely phenomenal. It's the old city center. The people are of Slavic background, as well as from the Neolithic era. Now, the city, of course, dates back to 7500 BC. In the old city, there are areas where there are a number of archaeologists that are going through ruins that have been found going back to the 12th century. So it really is a fascinating city. Of course, it had a lot of terrible things that happened, which we will get to in a moment. But it was one of the cities, of course, that had a number of kings and dukes, and is well known for that. And you get the sense when you walk around the old city. It was also known for its porcelain. Yes, porcelain from Dresden at one time was very sought after. Many of the porcelain things that were made in Dresden made their way to the Far East, as well as to other areas of the world. If you visit, for example, the National Palace Museum here in Taiwan, you will find pottery from Dresden that dates back to the 15th and 14th century. Now, the modern age of Dresden didn't begin until the 18th century, around the middle of the 18th century. And it was at this period that the city really became almost the center of Europe. It was almost the center of Europe for a very long time. Both the French Empire and the Napoleonic Wars had base operations in the city. And of course, there was a very famous battle that took place there, which is known as the Battle of Dresden, which happened on August 27th, 1813. Dresden was also the center of German revolutions in 1848 and the May Uprising, which cost the human lives and damage to the historic town of Dresden. In the 19th century, the city became a major center for economic, including car production, food processing, bank, manufacturing, and medical equipment. And in the 20th century, Dresden was well known for its camera works and cigarette factories. In fact, if you find old Leica cameras from the beginning of the 19th century, chances are that they could have had parts or the cameras themselves made in the city of Dresden. It was also the capital of the Free State of Saxony and was the center for European modern art until 1933. Well, of course, we know what happened after 1933 with the rise of Adolf Hitler and Nazism. Things all changed. But the city, nevertheless, still had a very big cultural importance. Now, when I was thinking about music to play on this show, after I was in Dresden only for about 3 or 4 hours, I discovered that there were many well-known, in Dresden that is, composers of music from the Baroque period. Now, maybe you don't know these composers as well as, let's say, other German composers as Bach and others. But in Dresden, they're very well known. The recording that we're going to listen to right now is the Dresden Concerto Orchestra playing a composer's music who was born there by the name of Johann Georg Pissendel. It's Concerto in G minor. Thank you.
Thank you.
the Dresden Concerto Orchestra playing Johann Georgius Pinzel's Concerto in G minor. Now, the city also had a very turbulent time during World War II. There were a number of Jews, of course, that were persecuted in the city of Dresden. And then there was something known as the bombing of Dresden by the Royal Air Force and the United States Air Force that took place between the 13th and 15th of February 1945. The inner city of Dresden was more or less destroyed. There were tons, when I mean tons, over 2,000 tons of high explosives that were dropped on the city, and over 1,400 tons of incendiaries. The city and the old city was more or less destroyed. It was pretty much flattened. But over time, the old part of the city did rebuild itself. Now, during the communist era of the German Democratic Republic, the GDR government did spend a little money in redoing the old city. But it wasn't until German unification that, through private donations and also some from the German state, that the city went to its original glory. Now, what is really fascinating, and we talked about this in the first program about a church that I visited in Esslingen. It really is a specialized work. It really is. When you're redoing a chapel or a church in old buildings, it's very difficult to find workers that can actually reconstruct gargoyles, walls, roofs to their original splendor. Just standing in the middle of the square of the old city and looking around 365 degrees, you really sense that a lot of time, effort, and care was put into rebuilding it. Even the streets themselves, in areas that had been destroyed from World War II, or even some strange modern construction ideas that were taking place in the 70s and 80s by the East German government, they have been actually able to restore the streets, the cobblestone streets, to the way they were. It is also a very nice city to walk around. There are, of course, trams. You can take a tram tour of the city, but that is not really the best way. The best way is if you're there by car, is park the car somewhere. It isn't too expensive, just a couple of euros per hour, and then explore the city on foot. Because it's by exploring the city on foot that you get to visit the small alleyways of Dresden. And also it gives you an opportunity to walk into some of the old buildings and the church in the center of town, the main church in the center of town. The church was completely destroyed, but it has been rebuilt to its splendor. It was absolutely phenomenal. The other nice thing that is quite amazing about the city center is, as I mentioned earlier, Dresden was the cultural hub of Europe for many, many years. And in the afternoon, when we were there on that beautiful, sunny Monday afternoon, all of a sudden in the middle of the square was a piano. And then a gentleman holding a trumpet. Yes, street musicians are quite common in the city, and street performers as well. Now, if you're a street musician, a piano, of course, is not the obvious choice. It's not something you can really just, you know, throw on your back and bring to a public transportation system or throw into a taxi. But there was an honest-to-God, full, grand piano, white color. There was a pianist, and he started playing some music, which I have to say was a little bit strange, because he was very good. He was very, very, very good, I have to say. But the selection of music was something like you'd listen to in an elevator. Not exactly what I thought that he would play. There was a trumpet player as well, and they played a mixture of music by Céline Dion and other pop artists as well. So yes, it was a little bit strange. Not far from where this outside concert was taking place, where you can actually buy a copy of a CD as well as put money in a pot, were two, how would you call them? Marceau type acts, you know, mimes. And they were standing in front of the side entrance to one of the churches, and you could pay money and take their picture with them. But I have to say, this actually was a little bit sad, because there was a woman doing it, and then on the other side of the door was a man, and they both had full makeup and in costume. I felt really sorry for the man, because not many people were lining up to take their picture with him. They were all, quite a few people, lining up to take their picture with the woman. As I was sitting by a cafe in front of this, I was just watching it. And then at one point, it was her time to get up and go, probably going back home. And she was there, taking off all the makeup, taking out a costume, and then walking away. Now, when you see MIMEX, it's probably the same that you'd find in many other countries. Sometimes you walk by them and they're completely still, and they'll ring a little bell to attract your attention. Well, they were doing the same thing, except one guy was ringing the bell and he wasn't attracting that much attention. Just around the point when walking to another part of the city, exactly where the piano concert was taking place with that trumpet player, was a vocalist. And he started singing in a very beautiful voice some well-known operatic tunes. What was really astonishing is, because of the way the city is designed and where they were playing, no amplifiers were used. None at all. In fact, they were just playing, and effectively the sound was bouncing off the walls of the old buildings and amplifying it that way. Quite extraordinary indeed. Anyway, let's now take a listen to another piece of music from a composer who is from Dresden. Another not so well known composer. His name is Adam Krieger. Also from the Baroque period, this is called Drei Deutsche Barocklieder. Thank you. Three compositions by the Dresden-born composer Adam Krieger. It's called Drei Deutsche Barocklieben. You're listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International, this week continuing our European tour in the city of Dresden. Now, a moment ago, I said one of the best ways to see Dresden is by just walking around. But there's other things you can do. There is, of course, the tramways, which is always a fun way to travel around the city. You can also rent a bicycle. Now, this, of course, is also a nice way to see the city and get a little bit of exercise at the same time. And, of course, if you rent a bicycle, you can ride along the beautiful river that goes along the city. Another way to see the city is by a hansom cab. For those who don't know what a hansom cab is, it's a horse-drawn buggy. In fact, the horse-drawn buggies that they have in Dresden were not just pulled by one horse, but some of them were pulled by six horses. The price isn't that much. It's only around 20 euros. But at the same time, they also give you a lot of information about the city. The city also has a number of buildings that are protected by UNESCO, the World Heritage Committee. During the time of the German Democratic Republic, the GDR, the East German authorities in the city of Dresden organized a Bach festival. The festival is actually still ongoing. This takes place at the Saxon State Opera House. And there are a number of different cultural activities that do take place in the city once a year. Some of them are ongoing. The city is also well known for its Dresden State Operetta, the only independent operetta society in Germany. There is a club called the Hercules Club, which is a German-speaking political cabaret. Also, the well-known Dresden Philharmonic Orchestra. The orchestra does tour many parts of Europe and around the world from time to time. To find out more about the city and its history, there's also a Royal Household Museum, and that's at the Royal Castle that was built at around 1485. The building itself has been restored, as well as the grounds, and there are a number of extraordinary artworks from the Renaissance, Baroque, and Classical periods. The Zedwick Palace, which is across the road from the castle, is also an extraordinary place. They have a clock, and the clock is at the main entrance. And when you walk in, if it's at the right time on the hour, it starts to play chimes that you can hear from everywhere in the courtyard. The style, of course, is a Rococo style, designed by the court architect, Matthias Daniel Pappelmann. So, it's one of the places, of course, you can spend a lot of time. Now, I should mention that the Zinger Palace in Dresden, when I was there, was going under quite a bit of renovation. So, parts of the building were closed off. But I'm sure if you check online, you can find that the building will be open again very soon. So, like I said, it is one of the must-see cities in Germany. Now, I didn't spend much time there, only about 3 hours. And you're saying to yourself, Keith, why did you only spend 3 hours in the city? Well, the simple reason, because it's not exactly on the way. It's a little bit off the beaten track, but I was heading to the city of Essingen, so it was a stop along the way. So I wish that I can actually tell you more about the city, but what I told you right now is all that I was able to do in the 3 hour period that I was there, along with having a nice drink, sitting in the square, listening to the street pianist and the trumpet player, and then later on the vocalist. But I do plan to visit that city again very, very soon. Now, next week on Happy Station, we're staying in Europe again. But this time, we're going to head to the city of Berlin, formerly known as East Berlin. Yes, because East Berlin, I have to say, is much more interesting than the old western part of the city. And I have a little interesting story about Berlin, about my first visit to the city. But I will tell you more about that on next week's program. Now, since Dresden was in the former GDR, I thought we would take a listen to a singer from the GDR. His name is Manfred Krug, and here he is with Jede Tag mit dir.
Jeder Tag mit dir war so schön, so wunderschön. Doch wenn du nun von mir gehst, was tu ich dann? Jede Nacht mit dir war ein Traum, ein lieber Traum. Doch wenn du nicht zu mir stehst, was fang ich an? Ist es ein anderer Mann, an den du denkst und dem du deine Liebe schenkst? So allein, wie ich bin, fliehen all meine Träume zu dir hin, und ich habe jede Nacht an dich gedacht. Ist es ein anderer Mann, an den du denkst und dem du deine Liebe schenkst? So allein, wie ich bin, fliehen all meine Träume zu dir hin, und ich habe jede Nacht an dich gedacht, an dich gedacht.
East German singer Manfred Krug with Jede Tag mit mir, who actually eventually made his way to West Germany. Anyway, next week on the program, we're going to be heading to Berlin. More specifically, East Berlin. And this was, for me, a very exciting city to visit, because the last time that I'd been in Berlin, it was West Berlin. And that was in 1989, just a few months before the Berlin Wall came down. So it was actually my first time visiting the eastern part of the city. Of course, things did change a lot during that period of time, but nevertheless, it has a very interesting architecture and is very different from the rest of the city. Anyway, before we go, if you want to contact us to let us know what you think of the program, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. Once again, pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. Before we go, I just want to tell you about some special programs that we actually have coming up in November and December. We're going to be doing a series of special shortwave transmissions from the, let me check the dates here, I wrote them down, from the 14th of November until the 26th of December. Now, we don't have all the details yet, but we will make the details available at our website as soon as we do. And of course, our website address is www.pcjmedia.com. So stay tuned for that. And of course, you can look for PCJ Radio International on Facebook, where we post updates of upcoming programs, as well as pictures of some of the guests and some of the places that we have visited. To close today's program, we're going to listen now to another street musician. This is a street musician from Berlin. And it was rather extraordinary. I saw him perform twice in Alexanderplatz, which is in the old eastern part of the country, the main shopping district of East Berlin. Of course, today there is no more East Berlin, it's just Berlin, but it was in the eastern part of the city. He's playing which is very strange, a didgeridoo. Now, that doesn't sound very German. In fact, the didgeridoo is from Australia. And what's interesting about this didgeridoo is he made it himself. Yes, it's made up of old plumbing. So there must be somebody in Berlin right now who has no more plumbing in their house, because he made it out of pipes and other things that you would use for plumbing, as well as the percussion items that he would play as well, which is quite, quite fascinating. So we're going to end with that today. A little bit of didgeridoo music from Berlin. So, until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara. Thank you.